This is CliffCentral.com.
George, you're here to give us a bit of a motoring world update.
Yes, so
what is going on?
June, once again, as we do monthly, petrol price increase time.
Yay.
Sorry for the downer. But it's not such a downer because we have this new thing called carbon tax. And it seems as though the diesel price increase is swallowing the carbon tax in June because there's only going to be a 1 cent increase in unleaded petrol and a 14 cent increase in diesel. Sorry, 24 cent increase in diesel. It was supposed to be 14, but it's 24 because petrol's not going up.
Mm. Okay.
Okay, well.
So us petrol drivers can be grateful to those who driving diesel cars.
Yeah, because the diesel cars are taking the hit, and it's all related to this carbon tax that was in the budget speech, if you remember.
We'll breathe a short sigh of relief.
Yeah, a short sigh of relief. I don't think it's the end of it, to be honest. The problem with this carbon tax is it's not ring fenced.
What do you mean by that?
So the tax that's being imposed in the, it's another tax collection system. Mm-hmm. The budget doesn't ring fence it to go to making anything greener. It just goes into the big black hole called the coffers of tax.
And somehow we hope that some good is actually being done
exactly,
with it.
Exactly. So that's the big problem with this carbon tax. It's just another tax and there's no evidence to show anything that's going to happen. I mean, I suppose putting the fuel price increase on the diesel cars as opposed to the petrol cars is a little bit of evidence, but where's the money going to go? That's the problem.
Yeah.
It's, I just don't see it. Honestly, I don't see it. And then Mexico, the president of Mexico has confiscated drug lord supercars, Lamborghinis, Porsches, etc., and they are auctioning it off to make life better for poorer people.
Oh, that's good.
Is this a drug lords or like people who've been convicted as drug lords and all of their cars are now being sold off
cars that they've confiscated when being arrested for being in the possession of drugs?
Okay. I don't think there's anything wrong with this.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. But if you remember, a little while ago, we spoke about the Filipino president, Rodrigo Duterte, who drove bulldozers over the cars that he confiscated.
That's a little dramatic.
Yeah.
It was a little dramatic. I mean. So, you know, hopefully he actually uses the money and makes poorer people's lives better.
Hmm.
But you never know, like this carbon tax. I just think that all governments in the world are looking corrupt.
Mm. Would you want to drive a car that you know a drug dealer had driven before?
Well, they're being auctioned off and then the money's going to...
But still, if they're being auctioned off, someone's got to drive it still.
Somebody's going
to buy it. Not to sound crazy, but if it's like a notorious drug lord, absolutely. Do you know how like the... That O.J. Simpson white car that he was escaping with.
And
that
don't famous the Kardashians police come from this whole story?
Yes.
Yeah.
But that grand police chase, that white van is actually touring various museums.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's just notorious in that way. The car that Tupac was shot in also went to a couple of museums. Not to sound crazy, but I'd love to be in that car.
Okay, yeah,
it's
I get it.
It's a great conversation. Start to pull up to dinner and say, you have no idea how I arrived.
You have no idea what happened in this car.
Yeah,
exactly.
It is a conversation starter, that's for sure.
That's actually a different Uber approach. Hey, just mark it up and say, do you want to drive around in Tupac's car that he died in? It's quite morbid, but it's business. Anyway.
I love it. And then Honda is introducing a very cool feature. They're ditching side mirrors. They say that there's about a 9% decrease in wind resistance over the car for side mirror cameras. So they're going to put screens in each side of the dashboard, and the two cameras on the side of the car will.
That is so clever.
Push the images to those two screens. So you don't have mirrors traditionally anymore.
I did a bit of road traveling in the last week in my brother's car. He was driving. And what fascinated me was just something as simple as a little orange light coming up on the mirror if there's another car in your blind spot.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which I was just amazed at that. And then to hear this, It's just amazing. And things like reversing with a trailer was absolutely no problem in this car. So yeah, something like this is just really interesting.
So they're bringing it out in their Honda E, which is an electric vehicle. There's no talk of bringing this car to South Africa yet, but I'm pretty sure if it's going to be popular, these kinds of mirrors are going to reach other cars as well.
Is there a date yet for this?
No. They launched it at the 2019 Geneva Motor Show on one of the concept cars, but it's rumored to now be put on the Honda E when it goes into production.
Well, I really think this is such an awesome initiative. And for all of those horrible people who just nick your mirror and they walk away, that will
If you think about mirrors, it's actually antiquated technology. It's old.
Yeah.
You know, looking in a reflective surface to see behind you in today's world is old technology. So I'm not surprised. And then the US government wants to prevent children from being left behind in cars. Though the problem I have with this is that they, in the reports, it seems like people in the US forget their children in the car.
A lot.
Yes. Like, how do you, like, my daughter's in the back of the car. I'm not going to forget she's there. So they've got these sensors to tell you whether you've left your child in
My word.
It's so bizarre. I was going to bring the story up earlier this week, but a couple who just got a newborn living in New York City was actually called by their cab driver afterwards saying, like, hey, by the way, you left your baby in the car.
Yeah.
And in certain instances, though, it makes sense. Like, I'm not condoning bad parenting, but you've just had a baby 3 weeks ago. You still might not be used to the idea.
Yeah, doesn't it take 40 days to break a habit?
And then it's like,
oh my goodness,
what
I
if
don't know.
My significant other often takes, you know, the child to daycare or something, and then this morning I am, and it's out of my routine to really stop off at school, and I'll probably park at work, and I'm like, oh shucks, there's a baby
there's
at the
a
back.
Baby in the car.
Look, I know quite a hardcore version of one of these stories, and that was someone I know, a father, who put his baby in a little baby chair. He was about to transfer the baby into the car, and he put it on the roof of the car while he did other things.
Oh no.
And he drove off like that, and the baby did fall in its carriage thingy. He just never told his wife, and the baby was unharmed.
Oh my goodness, lucky for that baby.
So I mean,
chair.
That can happen.
Whoa.
But I mean, I know when I get out the car if my dog's in the car or not.
Yeah. So this technology is apparently for pets and
there you go.
And humans, it's there to warn you if you stop the car and starts beeping until the person or dog or cat is out of the back seat.
So this happens way more often than we'd like to admit.
The fact that there's actually technology for this, you know, makes me think it happens way more often.
Mm.
And then lastly, the future of traffic lights, or in our country as we call robots. So there is a technology being developed where in the US – where the camera on the traffic light can sense whether there are humans waiting to cross the pedestrian crossing and how many there are, and to leave the green light on for the pedestrians if there are bigger crowds.
That's good.
So it uses computer vision technology. People have been concerned about whether the facial recognition privacy problems and what a fish paste. So this technology developer has confirmed that the images never leave the camera.
I would give up my privacy just to – I get a bit panicky when a robot goes green for pedestrians and I'm running across the road and it starts flashing while I'm halfway across the road. You know what I mean? Like, just give me a break.
Can I cross the road in peace?
Yes, just stay green, please.
Look, on paper, it's also another great innovation, but I'm glad that they did confront that issue. That, well, once you can read people's faces and count how many people there are, will that information really be used in the best of lights?
Exactly. People still jaywalk. I mean, I don't know if crossing a traffic light at a pedestrian crossing is something people really want to do.
Mm. especially in this country, we know we have very, let's call them courageous pedestrians.
Serial jaywalkers.
Yeah. And in Australia, you're not allowed to put a foot wrong.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. But try to tell that to South Africans who cross highway.
It'd be very funny.
What do you mean cross highways? I've seen those guys that collect those plastic bottles and paper.
Waste entrepreneurs. Yeah.
On the highway.
Yeah. Crazy motherfuckers.
Wait, are they like in one of the lanes? Well, like the
yellow lane. And, you know, if the traffic's moving slowly enough, they'll do whatever they want.
Just this morning, I had to go into oncoming traffic to avoid someone who was in my lane, who was a waste entrepreneur.
Guys, we live in a very crazy world. Yeah. Okay, let's just put it that way. Anyway, well, George, thank you so much for an update.
Thanks, yeah.
Auto Central is live every second Monday on cliffcentral.com. This coming week is a replay, yep. But you can catch up with that in advance by going on to cliffcentral.com for that podcast.
This is cliffcentral.com.